A recent string of earthquakes has shaken Western Nevada over the past 2 weeks. But while a major quake is less likely here than in California, experts say the risk is still very real. KUNR's Oscar Martinez reports.
Unlike California, where a major quake is expected along a dominant fault line, Nevada's earthquakes are spread across a much more complicated system. Christy Rowe is the director of the Nevada Seismological Laboratory. She says that's why Nevada shouldn't see a big one.
We probably wouldn't have a magnitude 8 here, but we do have 7s and 6s, pretty common in the geologic past. If it happened here in Reno, we would be expecting some pretty significant damages.
Rowe says that the region's collection of fault lines help explain why Nevada doesn't usually produce one giant quake. But because there aren't as many scientists studying these faults, it also makes the earthquakes harder to predict.
Our faults are usually shorter and linked together. We're living in a zone that has rotation and stretching in the crust, and this is why we have this complicated web of faults, earthquake patterns as a result.
Because of that uncertainty, Rowe says that it's important to prepare for the worst, similar to wildfire planning.
To set up a plan with your family, set up a plan with some supplies, and a plan for reunification. Be prepared to gather, shelter in place, know your first aid, and have supplies. It's the best thing you can do.
Rowe says aftershocks from recent quakes could keep going for weeks. The state is also in the process of budgeting for more seismic stations to better track and understand earthquakes across Nevada. For KUNR News, I'm Oscar Martinez.